Let us press on then, never despair. Live above feeling, victory is there. Jesus can keep us so near to Him that nevermore our faith shall grow dim. I don't know if you wake up some mornings and you go through the day and you just don't know God's presence the way you used to, or where you did the other day. You just feel empty, you just feel by yourself. You didn't have that joy that you once had. You didn't have that love for God that you once had. I felt like that on many an occasion. I still do every now and again. Live above feeling. Victory is there. And then keep on believing. Jesus is there. Keep on believing. There's nothing to fear. He's never left you. He's right there. Keep on believing. This is the way. Just trust Him in the night and in the day. He's there. Before we come to God's Word, just let us plead that promise. God, You're there. You're everywhere. You're right here this morning. God says, them that seek Him shall find Him. So I encourage you, let us just pray now. Lord, keep Your promise. And as we seek Thee, let us find Thee. And make this a truly blessed time. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, again in Thy Son's name we come. And yet, Father, as we have been singing and as we have been thinking, You know how we can lack Thy presence, how we can feel so alone and can feel so cold, and doubts enter in. Father, I ask that this morning that You would keep Your promise, that You would give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Lord, give us Thy Holy Spirit. Give each person here the Holy Spirit. Give us that faith that sees Thee. And give us that heart that loves Thee. Father, let us know Thy presence. It's not all about feeling, Lord. It's about trust. But Lord, increase our trust, increase our faith that we may see Thee. Because Lord, You've never moved. Father, You are here. Your Word tells us that. Help us, Lord, to see Thee. Lord, as we read Thy Word, be pleased to speak to us through it. Help us to see Thy love to us. And Lord, I ask that You would be pleased to help us to seek Thee every day, to have that time with Thee. And Lord, as we do, may You be pleased to meet with us in a very special way. Be our love, be our joy, be our peace, and be our patience, and be our strength and our hope throughout the day. Lord, that we may be able to live that day in love for Thee, as You have first loved us. Lord, do bless Thy Word now. Help me, Lord, give me clarity of mind. Give me the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Lord, that the words that You give me, that the Holy Spirit will take them, that they'll not fall to the ground, but Lord, that He will take them to hearts. And Lord, that He will purify, He'll increase faith. He'll even give faith. And Lord, that You will be loved more so than whenever we came in. Answer prayer now, Lord. It's in Christ's name, it's in His blood I ask. And it's in His name I trust Thee to answer. And indeed wait for Thee to answer. Amen. I want you to use your imagination this morning to try and picture a scene. And as the more effort you put into picturing this scene, the more it'll help you understand this psalm. I want you to imagine a large forest. And it's densely filled with large trees. Pine trees and evergreen trees and lots of different types. And in this forest, there's a deer. And it's been sleeping all night. And it wakes up in the morning. And it wakes up and it sort of stands to its feet and gives its neck a good stretch round and gives itself a wee shiver just to get itself nice and awake. As it opens its mouth, its mouth's quite dry. And it's like, I need to go get some water. So it goes to, it normally goes to a brook that's nearby, not too far away. But this morning, whenever it has woken up, there's mist all around. A really, really heavy mist has descended. And it, as it looks around, it's just a little bit disorientated. Where's the brook? What direction is it? I know if I go the wrong way, I know there's no water over that direction. If I go the wrong way, I need to find this brook. As it thinks about it, its mouth gets drier. It says, I need to get some water. I need to get some water. So it begins to take little steps at a time. Goes to where it sort of thinks and sort of recognizes where it has been the days before to get to this brook. And as it searches for it, but just can't see it. Because it can't see too far in the distance. It can't see it. It's just the thirst and the dryness just, it increases. It just wants to get to this water. If it doesn't get to the water, well, it'll be thirsty all day. The dryness will just increase and it'll not be satisfied. And it'll just go through all the day with a dry mouth, discontent, and it'll just not be the same. Needs to get to the water. Needs to be quenched and satisfied. Needs to have that peace. And well, whenever it gets to the water, it'll be revived. And then it'll be able to go through the day with strength, not needing to worry. Because it's got that strength for the day. But it looks around and goes this way a little bit. Again, can't see. Goes this way a little bit. That fog's still really heavy. I can't see. And its thirst just increases. And begins to pant. Need the water. I need the water, brook. Psalm 42. We're told that the heart panteth after the water brooks. And as it panteth, as it has this eager thirst, not just a thirst that it's just happy, oh, I'm thirsty, but it's an eager thirst. It's a pant. It wants and it actively seeks to get quenched and get satisfied. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. It's believed that David wrote this psalm. And he says here, my soul panteth, my being, my life panteth after thee. I wonder, have you ever had that experience where you just want to meet with God? You've just got that hunger, you've just got that thirst, you just want to meet with Him. And so you pant after Him, you seek after Him. He says in verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God. It's not my soul thirsteth for luxuries or for comfort or for ease or even the blessings of God. No, no. I thirst for God Himself, for His person, for His majesty, to see His perfection, to see His beauty, to see His purity. My soul just thirsts to see Him again. Whenever I see Him, I'll be refreshed. He says, my soul thirsts for God. If you imagine, just like the heart David's there, he's been waiting on God, but he just can't see Him. He's been waiting to see God afresh, but he just can't see Him. He just has that emptiness, that he just feels alone. That joy he's had in previous days, he just doesn't seem to have it in me. He wants to see God. He wants to see the one who is his strength. The one who is his life. The one who is his breath. The one who is his purpose. He just thirsts after Him. If he doesn't see God, if he doesn't meet with Him, well then he'll just go through that day. Just the thirst will continue. It'll not be satisfied. It'll be completely discontent. He just needs to meet with God. And so he thirsts after Him. He encourages himself in verse 2 because he says he thirsts after the living God. It's not a dead God. It's not a figment of his imagination. No, it's the living God. The one who is alive. The one who is there. Lord, I know you're there. Lord, I just can't seem to see thee. It's like you've got a mist there. I just can't seem to see thee. But Lord, I know you're there. I know you're alive. I know you've promised them that seek thee shall find thee. Lord, I know that I will find thee. But he says, verse 2, when shall I come and appear before God? Lord, when will I see thee? I've been waiting here for quite a while now. Waiting in the quiet. Lord, you said, remember, be still and know that I am God. God, I've been waiting in the quiet. I've been trying to focus my mind on thee. But I just can't seem to see thee. Lord, where's my faith? Lord, when will I see thee? When will I come before thee? When will I see thy purity again? When will I see thy perfection? When will I see thy love for me? When will I see that thy Son's at thy right hand? When will I see it? Lord, when will I come before thee? And also, Lord, when will I appear before thee? As a servant before his king. Because, Lord, whenever I do see thee, whenever I see thy splendor and all that thou art, well, Lord, I'll be able to appear before thee and I'll be able to fall down. I'll be able to surrender my life to thee. Afresh again in love, because I've seen how much you love me. I'll be able to enjoy thee. And then I'll be able to go and to live for thee. But Lord, I'm waiting here. When shall I come before thee? When shall I see thee? You ever had that experience, child of God? Where you've come to have that quiet time. You've come to that where you just to meet with God and just can't seem to break through. You just can't seem to see Him. And you wait in the stillness. There's nothing. You think, Lord, I need Thee. Lord, You're my strength. Lord, You're my hope. Lord, I need Thee. I can't go through this day without Thee. I don't want to go through it without Thee. Lord, I need Thee. Let me see Thee, Lord. Please, let me see Thee afresh. Let my heart be touched again of how much you love me. Because only then will I be able to love you. Not only in action, but with my heart. Lord, when will I come before thee? And as you've waited there, doubts have begun to come into your head. In verse 3, we're told that people continually have been saying to David, where is thy God? Where is thy God? Perhaps you've been waiting in that quiet time. And the thoughts and doubts have begun to come in. The mist is there. And voices, the doubts come out of the mist. Where's thy God? Perhaps you've been waiting for the Lord. You've been asking the Lord for days or weeks or years for a family member to be saved, and you've cried to the Lord. And as yet, you haven't, doesn't seem you've had an answer. Perhaps for someone who's not saved. Perhaps for guidance about what to do. But you've prayed to the Lord and you haven't had an answer, and you're waiting, Lord, please. I need to see that you're there. I need to be assured that you've answered. I need to have that peace, Lord, that you will answer. But Lord, I just can't see thee. I can't see the promises. I can't have that confidence in thee. And the doubt that wee voices come in. Where's thy God? Where's the one who's given you all these promises? Where's the one who's promised to always be there? Where's the one who's promised to always hear your voice and the cry of the righteous? Where's your God? He's not there. He doesn't hear. You're just wasting your time. Maybe it's another voice of doubt that's come to you. Maybe it's a doubt of your salvation. You haven't got that assurance that you once had. And you're waiting before God, and God, I need. Lord, I don't feel saved. Lord, I want to be assured. I want to see thee and again see thy love for me. I want to have that confidence that I'm saved. I just need that assurance. Lord, please. Just give me that assurance, that faith and that trust again in your promise that them that trust in me shall be saved. Lord, I need it. But again, the voice of doubt saying, where is thy God? Where is the one who promises that he'll always be there? Where is the one that promises to give you that assurance? Everybody else that's saved has assurance. Sure, look how confident they are, but you don't, sure you don't. Where's your assurance? Where's your confidence? You don't have it, sure you don't. Why? Because God's not there. He's not there. He doesn't care about you. You're not saved. Where is thy God? Or perhaps it's another doubt, a voice of doubt that comes to you. You know you're saved, but you just don't have that joy that you once had. You just don't have that zeal that you once had, and you miss it. You thirst after it. Lord, that love for thee that I once had, Lord, I want it back. Lord, please. Help me to see thy, the only way I'll have it is to see thy love. Lord, please help me to see thy love for me. And warm my heart and be my strength, be my love once more. So I'll not just stumble through this day, but I'll be able to go through it with strength and with energy. Because I've got a purpose, because I've got you with me. And the voice of doubt again comes and says, where's thy joy? You were really saved. If God was really there, if He really was your joy, well then you'd be filled with it. You'd always be on the mountain top. You'd never be feeling empty like this. You'd always be elated. Where's your God? Where's your joy? Where's your hope? He's left you, hasn't he? Remember that sin that you committed there the other week, the other day? Look, he's left you. You can't come before him. Sure, you're nothing but a dirty old sinner. You've rebelled against him, and he's turned away his love for you. He's left you, he's abandoned you. Where's thy hope now? Have you ever felt like that? David said that as they said unto me, where is thy God? That tears were his meat day and night. He thirsted after God. He wanted to see him. He wanted to see him afresh. And all he had was these doubts. Where is thy God? And he cried with tears. When shall I come before Thee? Lord, when shall I come and appear before Thee? When shall I see Thee? David, in verse 4, he says, I remember these things. I remember in my past about how, Lord, You were the one who chose me. Before the foundations of this world, Lord, You chose me. Lord, You've promised that, and for David, Lord, You've promised that You'll send Your Son, the chosen one, to die for me, to live that perfect life in my behalf, and then to die, to pay my punishment. And Lord, as such, You've promised all these things, even whenever I've hated and rebelled against Thee. This is all chosen before the foundation of the world. Lord, You said Your love will never change. It's everlasting. You loved me whenever I was a sinner and whenever I hated Thee. And then, Lord, whenever You opened my eyes and You helped me to see Thee and I put my trust in Thee, Lord, You gave me that love for Thee. You gave me that peace and that assurance. And throughout life, You've kept me, You've upheld me. And whenever I've had difficult times, trials have come, doubts have descended, or mist has descended and doubts have descended in the past. And Lord, You've always been there. You've always brought me through. Lord, whenever I went to Your house in the Lord's day, and I sat there in the house of God and I listened to Thy word being preached, and Lord, You spoke to my heart and You thrilled my heart. But Lord, it's been a while since You spoke to me. I remember these things in the past. I remember, and Lord, I pour out my soul in me. Because I had gone with the multitude. I had went with them to the house of God. I had went with them with the voice of joy and praise. And with a multitude that kept holy day. Lord, I had all that in the past. But Lord, just now while I'm waiting here, I just don't have it. And Lord, I thirst after it. I need it. Lord, I need to see Thee. Lord, You've promised You're the same yesterday, today and forever. You've promised that Your love for me will never change. Even whenever I fail and I stumble, You've promised me You will still love me. It will never change. Why? Because it's not based on me, but it's based on Thy Son. Lord, You're the same yesterday, today and forever. And as David pleads the promises of God that's written in His Word, he's encouraged. And in verse 5 he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Why art thou discomforted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. I may not be able to see Thee yet. The mist is still there. The doubts are still there. But Lord, You've brought me through in the past. Lord, You'll never change. Lord, Your love for me is still there. Your smile is still upon me. Because Christ is at Thy right hand. And You still love me. And Lord, I hope in You. For I shall yet praise Thee. I shall yet have that joy. I shall yet see Thee. I just need to wait. What is David's help? And what is your help whenever those times come? Well, David says there, I shall yet praise Him. Why? Because of the help of His countenance. Child of God, whenever you're in that time where you're wanting to meet with God and you've got that thirst and you're panting after Him, I need to see God. And you've got all these doubts around. What's your hope? What's your help? It's to see afresh the countenance of God. It's to see His face. That's your help. Now, why is it that it's God's countenance? Because you see, whenever you see the face of God, you'll see how God looks to you. You see, a face can tell many different things. A face can tell a scorn, or it can tell a smile. It can tell hatred, or it can tell love. All within the look of a face. And so what is it that you need? You need to see God's face. Because whenever you see His face, you'll see Him looking at you with a love that never changes. A love that's not based on you or your deeds, but a love that's based in Christ. Just as God the Father loves His Son, Christ's righteousness has been bestowed in you. And when God the Father looks at you, He doesn't see you and your sin, but He sees Christ in all His perfection and all His beauty. And He loves you as He loves His Son. You are His child. Whenever you see God's love for you, well, then that will be your joy. Because you'll love Him back. Lord, You've done so much for me. You chose me. You could have chose a million others, but You chose me. You sent Your Son to die for me. He's ever praying for me right now. Lord, You opened my eyes whenever You saved me those years ago. Lord, You've kept me all this time, and Lord, You've promised, and very soon You'll be taking me home to be with Thee forever, regardless of how I feel, because my trust is in You. Lord, whether You take me home in 20 years' time or take me home today, Lord, I'll be with Thee in Thy presence where there's fullness of joy forever. Lord, You've shown so much love to me. Lord, I love You. And that love will be Your strength. That love will be Your joy. That love will be Your help and Your hope. When shall I appear before Thee? David was able to see God whenever he saw God's face. But perhaps here's a help bit of practical advice. Quiet time, in my opinion, is one of the most difficult times in life. But yet it's one of the most crucial. Because if you don't meet with God, if your heart's not refreshed, well then, whenever you go out through the day, you'll just go out stumbling. Just doing what's right because you know what's right. It's a good thing to do. But you'll not be able to do it with that eye to God. You'll not be able to do it with that love for Him. Whenever you meet with God in the morning, and you see afresh His love for you, and you're filled with love for Him back, well then, if you go to do those things and not seem like a chore, it'll be a joy. Lord, it's the way I've been able to say thanks to Thee. It's the way I've been able to say thanks for all Thy love to me. Lord, I want to do it. It's not a chore. I want to do it. I'm able to do it with joy because, Lord, not only am I doing it for Thee, not only do You take pleasure in it, but, Lord, You've promised to be with me. And, Lord, You're with me today. You're right at my side. You promised to give me that help. You promised to give me that guidance. You promised to be everything I need today, Lord. And whatever comes, whether it's going to be a trial or a temptation or a difficulty or a discouragement, whether it'll be a good day, Lord, it doesn't matter because I know that whatever happens, I'll be able to face it because You're there. Nothing happens out of Your control and You'll work all things together for good. Lord, You're my strength. You'll get me through it. Whatever happens today. And Lord, the most important thing isn't what happens. The most important thing about today is that I love You. And that I see Thee. But what if it, like David, you're in that place where you just can't see Him? You just can't see His love for you. And your heart just can't get warmed. Well, you go back to that picture of that deer. The deer was looking around for the water brook. It knew it was there. But just couldn't see it because of the mist. Well, there's two very simple things. One, don't wander. Don't try and go through the day without it. Because you'll just end up with a dry mouth, which isn't very pleasant. You'll not have that peace or contentment. But even more than that, not only will you not have the satisfaction, But even more than that, you'll wander away from where God is because you haven't waited for Him. Wait for God. Seek Him in prayer. Lord, You've promised. Them that seek Thee shall find Thee. And the other thing as well, read God's Word. Because if you imagine a mist, what will clear a mist but the sun and the sun shining whenever it comes? It's the light that will destroy the mist. If you imagine the deer waiting there, it waits, it's still seeking, yeah. I know the bricks around here. I know it's there, just can't see. Well, I'll wait until the sun rises. Whenever the light shines, it'll dispel the darkness. It'll dispel the mist. And so you should wait on God. Seek Him, plead His promises, and read His Word. Because the Word is God's light to us. It will destroy the darkness. It will destroy the doubts. It will take away the enemies. And you'll be able to see God afresh. Then you'll be able to have your heart warmed. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Verse 11. I'll just mention it. David says, not only is God, His countenance, my help, but he says that God's countenance is my health. You want to be a healthy Christian. You want to be one that has that strength and that energy and that desire and zeal for God. You need to be one that sees Him regularly. One that meets with Him. So if you don't, you'll go away thirsty. You'll continue to go thirsty. And after a few days, no water, you'll get weak. But if you continue to drink at the fountain of life, if you continue to meet with God, then you'll not grow thirsty. But you'll have His strength, you'll have His joy, you'll have that peace, and you'll be able to face anything that comes that day. Hope thou in God. If you're here and you're not saved, just as it's important for the Christian, the child of God, to see God's face every day, so I would encourage you to see God's face every day. Because God has a face of mercy and of grace to you. He has sent His Son to die. And He offers, for all the sin you've committed, He offers forgiveness. He says, all you have to do is put your trust in my Son. Leave your sin. Put your life in my Son's hands. Trust Him. Seek God's face every day, and you'll see a face of mercy and the face of grace, one that's not deserved. But if you don't seek His face today, well, whenever you die, you stand before God that judgment day, you'll see another face. You'll see a face of anger, a face of judgment. It says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, into everlasting fire. Today, God has a face of mercy and of grace. Look to Him. See His love for you. And put your trust in Him. And then you will be able to say that He is my love, my joy, and my peace. Whom have I in heaven but Thee? There's none that I desire on earth beside Thee. May God bless His Word. We'll just close in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank Thee for Thy Word. Because not only does it tell us the right way to go, not only does it tell the truth, but Lord, I thank Thee that You've given experiences of men like King David, who have went through similar experiences to what we go through. And he's been able to tell us of how he struggled and of how he had those doubts. And Lord, how he desired Thee. You were his one desire. You were his one love. You were his one strength. You were his one purpose in life. Lord, but yet he couldn't see thee. Lord, I thank thee that the light of thy word and the promise that them that seek thee shall find thee. Oh Lord, that you're able to clear away the mist and the doubts, and that we're able to show thy face again to you. Lord, how you've done it in my life again and again and again, and how you can continue to do it. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're the one who loves us. You're the one who has given thy Son for us. Lord, the Son who's ever at thy right hand. Lord, please, I thank, help us to ever see that we're perfect in thee as thy children. That you ever love us. Whenever we feel that you still love us. And so, Lord, whenever we see that love afresh, that we will turn from all sin and love thee again even more. Not because we feel we have to, but because we want to. Lord, please, help us to seek thee. Help us to see thee. And help us, Lord, to love thee. Bless thy word now, Lord. It was given in much weakness. Lord, I cry. You've promised that it will not return to thee void. By thy Holy Spirit, Lord, take it. Next time difficulty arises, Lord, that thy people will always seek thy face, not just in difficulty, but every day. Lord, help us to seek thee every day. May we ever find thee. And so love thee. Lord, answer prayer. Bless thy word and bring us back here safe and sound. Lord, just finally, if there's any here that are not saved, Father, I ask, work in their heart. Show them thy face of mercy and grace. And draw them to thee. Lord, answer prayer. For Christ's sake, he is praying for them now. Amen.